Mozart's almost kaleidoscopic music is so riveting, it's perhaps been easy to forget some of his contemporaries. This concert shows that would be a loss. In fact, bassoonist Marcia Schweitzer reminds us Johann Sebastian Bach could have languished largely unappreciated if it weren't for advocacy by Felix Mendelssohn 75 years after Bach's passing. The same thing could happen for Salieri. Did you know newscaster Joe Moore had his own Mozart music program on HPR for 5 years? Here, at a rehearsal between newscasts, Moore said his fascination with the master started by accident on a date.
What are you talking about? It's in Cole Fieldhouse, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons? And she said, no, we're going to a Mozart concert. That was my first exposure, my freshman year in college. I got hooked.
Mozart's music is a magnet, as portrayed in the movie Amadeus. What has always bothered Moore, however, is the depiction of Mozart's so-called rival, Antonio Salieri, who was actually more of a mentor and, quite possibly, more popular than Mozart in the day.
Mozart died at the age of 35. Salieri lived to his 70s. He had composed 42 operas. Many of those were what you would, today we'd call smash hits. And Mozart's operas, Mozart had 26. The 10 years they're in Vienna, if you look at box office attendance and receipts, Salieri's operas were more popular. Salieri was held in much higher esteem than Mozart. There was no antagonism at all between these two composers.
Johann Wendt arranged many of Mozart's operas for wind band, and he did the same for a Salieri opera we will hear.
This is Wendt's original wind arrangement that has been in the Esterházy Library in Vienna for over 230 years. I was able to talk with those folks and get the parts for this piece, and this will actually be United States premiere. This wind arrangement has never been performed in the United States before. So it's a pretty special deal.
Oh boy, Scott Janisch says, jazz style, you'll hear brief improvised bridges in these pieces.
Salieri was very creative, and I think the audience will all enjoy hearing the way that he used the instruments in different ways.
For every composer that becomes well-known and well-recognized, there are 100 or 1,000 other contemporaries who are basically lost to history.
Bassoonist Marcia Schweitzer.
Maybe after this concert that we're doing, Salieri's music will have a renaissance.
There's a lot of neat stuff that they don't know about Salieri and his music. I think people will really enjoy.
Moore is so sure about this. He's offering your money back if you go and aren't wowed. But remember, with a student ID, Chamber Music Hawaii concerts are always free. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.